Aries Act. This is Shirley.
Ma'am, my name is Mercer. I was wanting to talk to somebody about a problem I had with one of y'all's helicopters down there.
Yes.
Last evening, my wife was coming in the driveway. We live out here south of the airport out here.
Uh-huh.
And one of them swooped down, and she kind of got goosed out on the thing and hit the foot feed instead of the brake on the car. Kind of scared her.
Uh-huh.
And she run through the garage, man, tore up a card table, two army cots, and knocked a cornbread pea waddling out of the washing machine.
Oh, my goodness.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Well, it's worse than that. It's her turn today to wash the square dance uniform.
Well.
And we's out.
Well, how are you going to square dance then?
Well, ma'am, there ain't no way we can square dance without the uniform.
Uh-huh.
It's a Dosey Darlings.
Yes, I understand.
You might have heard of them. We're down at the VFW tonight in Skytook.
Well, and I think you've won all kinds of contests, too, you know, at the annual festival, haven't you?
No, ma'am.
Oh, you've never won down there?
No, you must have been mistaken us, but we need to come by there and get some money.
Well, I tell you what, we don't handle things like that.
Because I got $100 worth of cots and card tables and $100 to try to get this washing machine fixed and $30 worth of dry cleaning I'm going to have done.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, your wife just shouldn't be so goosey.
Well, by God, what difference does it make if she's goosey or not? Your helicopter shouldn't have swooped down on the house and about took a daggum antenna off a roof.
Do you know who the pilot was?
No, but by God, I tell you what, it's all I can do to keep her from coming down there and taking some helicopter pilot out of his thing there and whooping his ass.
Ah, well, maybe she ought to come out here and talk to the pilot.
No, she ain't going to be no talking to, ma'am. She's out.
She's just going to whip his ass.
She's just going to come down there and put an ass whooping on him.
Uh-huh.
And she may just eventually work around to getting you.
Well, why don't I...
Because you kind of sassy, ma'am.
Well, I know I am. Why don't I just take your
Why don't you
phone
just...
No. Let me have your phone
why
number
don't you
I'll
just
have
get
the
me,
pilot call you.
Why don't you just get me $230? I'm going to send her down there, and she's going to go into house cleaning.
Well, I tell you what. I'll have to get that from the pilot, and he's not on duty yet.
How do you know which pilot it was? I don't care which one it was.
Well,
it don't matter which one it was. Y'all shouldn't be swooping down there on the daggum houses, ma'am.
But
it's
I
a
know.
Wonder there wasn't one of the kids in the way.
Well, I understand.
It'd have been a daggum tragedy. Now, all it is a card table, some army cots, and a daggum washing machine.
Well, I
as
know.
It stands right now. It could have been a death in the family. Could have been one of the dogs.
That's
Hell's
true.
Bells, my
paid,
Lord of mercy.
I would have hated for you to lose one of your dogs.
No, it doesn't sound like it to me. You get $230 rounded up, ma'am, or she's going to jerk one of them pilots out of the helicopter rigs and whoop his ass right there on the tarmac.
Well, I tell you what, that
going to whoop a tarmac right out of him is what you're going to do.
That pilot that was on duty yesterday will be on duty again today.
All right.
And we know which one
well,
it is.
She's going to knock a duty right out of him is what
well,
she's going to do.
And if she wants to come out here, why, that'll be fine.
You just get, I tell you what, right now we just settled for the dry cleaning money. If you can make a check out to Sean and Joey's two-hour dry cleaners.
You're feisty, Shirley. You're just as feisty as they come.
You're like a liquored up wildcat. Shirley.
Yes.
This is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer.
Now, this is for real.
This is for real. Yeah. Sean and Joey wanted this.
Are you sure it's not one of these paramedics around here?
Oh, no.
No, but they're going to need a paramedic when I send my fleshy wife down there. You know, she was in the Navy. It ain't nothing for her to whoop a man's ass.
Well, I tell you right now, she'd meet her match with these people out here.
I bet.
Sean and Joey wanted us to send you a little stress-relieving phone call.
Well, you did. I am going to get those two boys.
Well, them boys need to be gotten.
Phil and Brent. 6 to 10 in the morning on Tulsa's Rock Station 97.5 KMOD.